Hi, this is comedian Courtney Cronin-Dold, and you are listening to Shout It Out Loudcast with Tom and Zeus. These guys are hilarious. They make me laugh so hard. I could listen to them talk about Kiss and Chris Jericho for hours and hours. I mean, and they can go long, and it's good, like, the whole time. You're never, like, bored or looking at the ceiling or like, ah, are you almost done? Hurry up. I can't breathe. Get off my hair. You're just into it because it's that good.
Can't do it. I can't. Bam! Welcome to Dorm Damage with Tom and Zeus, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This is episode one. We're calling this one Mr. Feces. Zeus, what's going on?
Oh. This has been in the works for quite some time.
Bing!
Thank you. That was a super, super, super fresh opening, Tom.
Crazy, stupid, dope fresh.
Shout it out Loudcast. I do the opening.
Yep.
Album Review Crew. Sonny does the opening. Zeppelin Chronicles. Jay does the opening. And finally, well worth the wait. Dorm Damage. Tom does the opening.
That's right. That's right. We're here. This has been a long time coming. Another little spinoff, but this one is just me and you. Tell everybody what we're doing here.
All right. So let's see. We've been talking about, well, Tom and I, obviously, we have our Kiss podcast that Shout It Out Loudcast. We needed to get some sort of a fix about talking about other type of music. So we came up with the Album Review Crew. We recruited our friend Sonny. That helped. Then we always had this Zeppelin love, and we needed to get that out. So we call up Murph. We call up our buddy Jay. And then now we've got the Zeppelin Chronicles. But those are kind of album talk releases.
Correct.
There's a million things that we do and that we love that we're not getting the chance to talk. And I'll give you a good example. That is, recently, I've been on a couple different podcasts. Where I'll talk about some country music. Tom, you went on a couple different podcasts. You talked about bands that you like and things like that. And we're both like, why the fuck can't we do that on our own shows? What mm-hmm. are we doing going elsewhere to get that fix, that need to talk about stuff that we love? Like, mm-hmm. why aren't we doing it on our show? Well, mm-hmm. how are we going to do it? We can't. We only do albums. Well, let's do this. How about if we do something on, I don't know, we come up with something else. But in addition to all that, we have some crazy stories. We always fit them in here and there on Shout Out Loudcast, sometimes Album Review Group, but they never go in Zeppelin stuff. And we're like, where do we get a chance to elaborate, go on, talk about it? So we knew we're thinking about maybe a 90s side cast. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, let's talk about like the Stonehill years, our college years. That'd be a great fix, right? And then, you know, wisely you said, well, we're going to end up with fucking 50 different side casts. Yep. And we're going to do a movie one. We're going to do a music one. We're going to do a Stonehill one. Why don't we just do one and encompass it all?
Yep, a catch-all.
Yeah. And we came up with this show where it's not going to be your typical Shout Out Loudcast 2-3 hour, 4 hours episode. Quick hits. It'll drop whenever. We could drop these anytime. And it could be about anything. So it could be music. It could be movies. It could be college stories. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell people why we came up with Dorm Damage.
Dorm Damage, that's going to be a whole separate story. So obviously Stonehill stories, junior year, we got a little bit of trouble with Dorm Damage. We lived in a huge suite in the basement of one of the newer buildings on campus. There was about 6 or 7 bedrooms off of this massive room in the middle. with couches, big screen TVs, friggin' all kinds of crazy shit. We would have parties, we would be playing music, and we would get drunk, and we would get stupid, and we would break shit. We would smash bottles and just do all kinds of stupid shit, and we ended up getting jammed up and getting in trouble. Couple kids got thrown off campus, weren't allowed to live at Stonehill senior year. Rest of us got thrown around and
split. No more than four of us could live together.
Correct. No more than four of us could live together, which didn't really help because all we did was just live in the same courtyard about 10 feet from each other. So that didn't matter.
There's one other part to that.
Yeah.
We used the name Dorm Damage.
Oh, it was a floor hockey team.
Yeah, our floor hockey, and I think we're our softball team.
Our softball team was Sexual Chocolate one year.
And also, I think our floor hockey team was the Peter North Stars.
Correct.
And I do have that shirt still.
That's right.
It's a little tight, Tom. It's a little tight now.
It's been 30 years, so let's try to think of something funny. So we did Dorm Damage. We recruited our friend Jeff Trott to do some artwork, did fantastic friggin' logos. We got our friend Tom Dust to do some incredible music for us for our intro and our outro. So all you hear, that's Tom Dust's little spin on some of the big hits of the 90s, grunge, alternative, all that kind of stuff. He does the intro to Shout It Out Loudcast. So this is going to be a passion project for me and Zeus, for us to talk about all the things that we love, whether it's stupid college stories, friggin' favorite fucking Star Wars planets, anything that where we just want to spend some time talking about the things that me and Zeus
80s talk MILFs.
Maybe there'll be a MILF draft. Who knows? But these will be, like Zeus said, these will be quick hits. There's going to be no feedback, no question of the week, no news, no nothing. It's just going to be bang, bang, bam. And if you don't know what that is, we'll tell you what it is eventually.
Bam.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? I want you to hear my rap album.
Uh-huh.
Yo, what's up? My name is Curly G Cradle Rock.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I got some good music. I want to come down there. Yo, bam. I want you to play that.
Yeah, and this is going to make my life easier because the first thing you said is like, that's great. You don't have enough fucking time to edit the shit we do now. And I'm like, nah, but if we do these 20 minutes or so, 40 minutes at most, we're in and out. We're done.
Yep.
So Dorm Damage episode one, and we're like, what are we going to open up with? Well, to set the standard, we're going with arguably the most infamous story from our college days.
Yeah, it was either this or our German housekeeper that we'll eventually get to also, which we've dropped breadcrumbs on all these stories during Shout It Out Loudcast over the years.
The other one that I'm thinking, Tom, would rival this, and that might be a two-part episode, Cancun.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, yeah. There's going to be a lot. And again, like Zeus said earlier, these episodes are going to be mixed in with little stories. We might do an episode on our favorite gifts we got from Santa when we were a kid. Just a way for us to talk, little things to keep you guys entertained and have some fun that doesn't require a big 2-3-4 hour commitment on, you know, and have it be like an isolated music-based topic.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Tom and I both have that urge to get creative. I say it all the time. We're like a shark, always swimming, always going forward. So we always got to be thinking. And we've been in the works for this for quite some time. There'll be a page on the website for this. There'll be a lot of stuff coming down. And this is something that gets the creative juices going. And we hope you like this because they're going to be dropping sporadically and whenever and wherever.
There's no schedule on these. I mean, we try to keep to a schedule with ARC, obviously Zeppelin Chronicles, obviously with the summer that we had, there was a delay in getting those out, but those we announced that those are going to be super sporadic. Dorm Damage. We don't know when we're going to do them. You know, like we said, there might be a Sunday afternoon where Zeus and I are sitting around watching the Patriots get their ass kicked. And we say, hey, let's bang out a Dorm Damage episode on something. And then, you know, next thing you know, it drops. So you guys are subscribed to Shout It Out Loudcast. This is obviously going to be in that feed right there. So you don't have to worry about anything. And, you know, just keep that subscribe button hit. And, you know, you never know when you're going to get a little treat from us.
All right, Tom. So Mr. Feces. So Tom and I met freshman year. You guys all know Murph, Tom's roommate. Murph's been on a million times on our show. We all got to live in a dorm. The dorm was all men. boys, really. And it was called O'Hara. And it was like an L shape, bottom floor, three floors, all men.
Yep.
And they had names for every section. So the L, the bottom part of the L, the top part of the L, we were in Pitt South, and I believe you were in Pitts North.
Freshman year, Murph and I were in Pitts North, and then right around the corner was Pitts South. Sophomore year, we moved down to Pitts South.
Yes.
And where we were in Pitts North, right across from us was the men's room that had two entrances. I think it was two entrances. One, it had like a wall of showers, then a wall of toilets, and then a wall of sinks and like urinals. You know, it's the typical, you know, oversized type of, you know, men's room.
Yeah, it was like a C, you would say, like the letter C.
Yeah.
On one left-hand side would be all the sinks and the mirrors, and then a row of toilets and stalls.
Yeah.
And then a row of showers.
Yeah. But the funny thing about the building, like you said, so each floor and each level had names.
What were some of the names?
Oh, well, here we go. So you had main wing, which I think was the first, yeah, the main level, the first floor. Then you had T-zone. But then the funny ones were this. Then you had BAMF, which was badass motherfuckers, but was supposed to stand for like brothers of the something. And then you had SOMF, which became sit on my face.
Yes.
But was actually supposed to stand for, like, you know, they supposed to, and these were painted on the wall. So if you lived in BAMF, there was a big giant BAMF on the wall. Yeah.
And we were in Pitts South and Pitts North. Hi, congratulations going to this well-renowned Irish Catholic school. We're dropping our kid off at Pitts South.
Good for you. I'm dropping my kid off in T-zone.
Yeah, exactly.
So we lived there freshman, and then sophomore year was the last year it was all male. Now somebody told me now it's like, which is in unbelievable irony, that it's like the smart kid dorm.
Oh.
It's like the honors dorm. I'm like, no. I bet you those kids still can't rid the stench of Mr. Feces in the basement though.
So anyway, by this point, I think this was like mid-year, maybe second semester.
Well, let's paint the picture in case we didn't clarify. This is fall of 91.
Yes, so September, we were freshmen.
September 91, yeah.
And the only people that lived in this O'Hara Hall were freshmen and sophomores.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So here's how it started. In the stalls, somebody smeared shit on the stall.
Yeah.
And I don't know. People probably thought, what the fuck? And left it alone and didn't think anything of it. And then it would sporadically keep happening. You'd go into a stall, you'd be like, oh, what the fuck? And there'd be shit smeared everywhere.
Well, let's be clear. It wasn't like somebody like took a dump on the wall. I mean, it was like somebody chose to like either take toilet paper and wipe it or just,
yeah.
It was shit on the wall. It was
fucking
gross.
Like someone took a half shit,
yeah,
and then like wiped his ass and then smeared it.
Yeah.
And it was fucking nasty. So you'd be careful, because if you put your hand on the stall to open it up, you didn't know if you're touching shit when you put your hand in.
Or if the toilet paper roll mounted on the wall, you got to be careful. It'd be freaking shit on it or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But where did the name come from? This is the origin story.
So this, and we have stories on this poor guy. This guy, there's a place in heaven for him for the shit he had to put up with.
Yep.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
We had the nicest man. He was a cool shit. His name was Chuck. He was Chuck the janitor.
Yep.
He looked like Mal Fader from fucking Witchboard. He had just like a nice kind of like a grizzly, like beard, white beard.
Well, and the funny
Armenian
thing,
guy, nice
and the,
guy.
And the funny thing is, we're like 18 years old. Okay, to me, I'm like, oh, this guy, like poor old man. He was probably like 30.
Yeah,
like,
he had a gray beard.
No, I know he was older. I know he was older.
But Regardless, the poor guy must have been like, what the fuck? Who Think is doing this?
Think of that. You're a janitor. B, you have been assigned to clean the freshman sophomore dorm. C, you show up for work and find out there is shit on the wall that you are now assigned to clean.
Not once, but several times. And it
multiple
was
times.
So poor Chuck decided, and this is how it got started. He puts a fucking sign on the door. Hey, Mr. Feces, cut the shit.
He, God bless Chuck, he christened the name. So once there was a name, then it became just a legend. It just became the legend of Mr. Feces. And the thing about Mr. Feces is to this day, it's kind of like the JFK assassination. Some people think it's Lee Harvey Oswald. Some people think it's the government. Some people don't know who it is. Nobody really knows who it is.
We think we know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
We all live together. Tom, it could be you. It could be me. And no one has told each other this.
Literally no one knows.
So not only after he put that sign up, it didn't stop. What happened next was Mr. Feces wrote, fuck you, Chuck, in shit. On the wall.
Now, this is the difference. So in retrospect, you're like, okay, this is funny. But then you're like, this poor man, like he's just trying to clean, like, and do his job. But it's again 30 years later, and the legend of Mr. Feces lives.
So all our friends, all of us, are always like, dude, it was so and so. It's got to be so. Like
everybody,
and that was it. We knew everybody in the hall. I mean, you lived together for like almost a couple of years. So it ended freshman year. Sophomore year, it happened again.
Yes.
Now, we don't know if it was copycat or what, but it was happening again. So none of us figured out who Mr. Feces is. In addition to all this stuff, we've had our theories. So there was a couple suspects. One was a big guy, and he could be his own fucking episode. And he played football. He was friends with us.
Yeah.
But he was a big kid.
I don't think it was him.
But here's the thing. He would never go to the shower. I don't know if it was an embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to go. The only time he would be taking a shower would be like a 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning by himself.
Totally. Yes. What better time to smear shit than at 3 o'clock in the morning when everybody else is asleep?
Well, because the shit, I don't know. He had a hard time taking a shit or something because he's a big kid. Yep. So needless to say that he became a suspect because like no one ever sees so-and-so in there. And we're like, that's why, because it's him. He's doing it.
But then where did suspect number two come from? Because I don't know
because
who started.
He's fucking gross.
No, I know, but I don't understand who. So there's another suspect. We'll call him Keller.
we'll call him Keller.
I don't know where the now. But see, if you met him, it's totally believable that it would be him.
He was a weird kid,
and he lived. He lived in the sophomore, kind of a sophomore. So he lived on the far end of the first floor, like the opposite side of the building. And he was a sophomore.
But the fact that it was him made it funny because he wasn't there sophomore year. And we're like, yeah, he comes back at night just to get in there.
That's why if you do process of elimination, it had to have been a freshman because like Zoo said, sophomore year, he was back. And I don't think any of those little pansy freshmen were copycatting Mr. Feces.
And you know how this stuff works. Half the kids that are there freshman year are not there sophomore year. So there's a lot of people that got, you know, crossed out. I mean, it's got to be one of us. It's got to be somebody in our friend group. It has to be. And I think somebody must have told another friend and two people knew about it. I can't see how one person would do this.
Maybe we'll have as a follow-up down the road. Maybe like an Unsolved Mysteries type of episode. We'll have a reveal. We'll have Murph join us because maybe Murph was kind of a silent assassin. Now, I'm not accusing him as being Mr. Feces. He would never do that. But I'm wondering if he might have some inside knowledge as to kind of who this is.
But nobody knows. Our listeners are going to fucking come back and be like, dude, you're listening. You don't know who it is? It's the guy talking on the fucking podcast.
It's not me. And I don't think it's Zeus.
No, me.
Because they know Zeus from 2000.
My stupid sense of humor. Yeah.
They know Shout It Out Loudcast Zeus. I mean, we were all fucking idiots. We still are. But I don't think we were. Put it this way. Never in my life did I smear a bodily fluid anywhere, ever, on anybody.
It's just... You know, spraying fart spray and laughing about it is one thing. If you guys know me, dude, do you remember, like, even on the fucking Kiss cruise, I wouldn't accept the Dramamine because the kid had it in his pocket. I'm like, I'm not having that.
Yeah,
like, I'm anal about that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not using my own shit as finger paint. I'm not doing that.
So poor Chuck the janitor. And there's some more stories about this poor guy and the poor torture he had to go through. But he had to clean this stuff off for 2 years.
Yep.
And the mystery of Mr. Feast is still out there. Reunions, text groups, things like that were still like, hey, which one of you assholes want to admit that it was Mr.
And there's another big O'Hara mystery that we'll eventually get to down the road that to this day is still unsolved. Although there's a couple fingers pointing a little bit closer to who may have done that. But with that, that's a future Dorm Damage episode for sure.
Yeah.
Which may or may involve actual Dorm Damage.
Yes. But I would consider smeared shit on bathroom walls Dorm Damage, Tom.
Agreed.
Well, what a way to start episode one. And I know we've hinted at Mr. Feces all along the way on the Shout It Out Loudcast. I just felt like we needed to have its own little, let's give it some breathing room, explain to it and why we still think it's funny. And you know what we mean, guys. If you have your group of friends and one of you 10 people did something and nobody's copping up to it, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Well, somebody did it and we still don't know who. And I
think the funny thing is, too, anybody out there who knows anything about Stonehill College, check in. See if you know anything about this here, because I'm telling you right now, there are people out there that know this legend.
Anyway, that's Mr. Feces. We hope you kind of enjoyed this episode. They'll be a little bit different along the way, but you can still listen to Shout It Out Loudcast, ARC, and the Zeppelin Chronicles anywhere you get your podcasts. And where else can they find us, Tom?
That's right. Look for us on our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com, emails at shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. We're on all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We have a Patreon. Check us out there. We're everywhere. And Dorm Damage is a new project for us. We wanted to come out swinging with a hilarious story that's very special to us. And we've hinted at it to all of our listeners on Shout It Out Loudcast. There's going to be a ton of different things we're going to cover. And each week, you don't know what's coming. We won't even know what's coming, but it's going to be something that's going to be fun, different, and exciting. So stay tuned and enjoy the ride. We're happy to go along with you on it.
Peace out, Girl Scout.